Our Lady, Queen of the Missions, pray for us. Saints Protus and Hyacinth, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This week, children, we continue to honor the birthday of our Blessed Mother, which we celebrated. Well, the birthday itself was on Saturday, only we didn't have school. So we celebrated Our Lady's Nativity. That's the formal word for birthday, isn't it, from the Latin, Our Lady's Nativity, on Sunday, with that nice procession, the blessing of the seeds and the seedlings at Our Lady's Grotto, and then, of course, we had some birthday cake in her honor. But her shrine stays up all week, and we continue to honor the infancy of the Blessed Mother. Sometimes, when a baby is born, you might wonder, well, who will she grow up to be? You never know. Will she have a vocation from God to be a sister? Will she be a mother one day? Maybe she'll do great things for our Lord. Just 14 years after the Blessed Mother was born, she was already so great in the eyes of God, Mary Immaculate, that God could confide or trust her with a mission to be the mother of his Son. That was at the Annunciation, wasn't it? I want to tell you today about some teenagers. Sometimes when you're a teen, you tend to get a little bit troubled. It's because somebody wrote, I think there's public instructions on how to be a teenager, and then when you're a teenager, you're supposed to be a little bit troublesome and disobedient and disagreeable to your parents and things like that. But I don't think you really have to. If you didn't want to, it would be okay if you were just sort of well-behaved all the way throughout your teen years. But there are many examples of saints who were well-behaved throughout their teen years. And one of them, of course, was our Blessed Mother, and she was too busy doing God's will in all things to think about revolting against her parents. Besides, her parents were saints, Saints Joachim and Anna, and she would never have hurt their feelings. And then also, there were today's saints, Protus and Hyacinth. They were slaves, and they worked for a very important Roman family that I think may have been in Egypt, in Alexandria in Egypt. And the one in the family whom they served was a teenage girl, and her name was Eugenia, and she was a princess, and she was 15. And she heard something about Christianity. And so she and her two slaves, Protus and Hyacinth, started to study together. And even before she could be baptized, or they could be baptized, they all started living as though they were Christians. And then she said, well, since I'm a Christian, I can't own people. Only God owns people. So you're free. But they decided they would stay together and help each other out to spread the Catholic faith. And then later on, they were all martyred for the Catholic faith. The relics of St. Protus were always honored in Rome, but St. Hyacinth, his brother, his relics were lost for many, many centuries until the year 1848. They were discovered, and when they were discovered behind some plaster underground, then the archaeologists got very interested in studying the Roman martyrs all over again, the year 1848. Maybe one of you would grow up to be an archaeologist. That's someone who studies ancient tombs and relics and does digs and excavations to learn things from past ages. Well, the Pope heard about finding St. Hyacinth's relics in all these centuries. He'd always had his feast day on September the 11th, and he said, right, well, I'm building that beautiful basilica of St. Paul without the walls, and I think that I'm going to enshrine his relics when we finish. And temporarily, he put them in the school that they have in Rome called Propaganda, which was the school where they trained missionaries. And they were in the chapel. Well, it took a while to finish the church, and then everyone forgot about St. Hyacinth and his relics. And so they always stayed there in the missionary school. Today is the day on which a great missionary died for the Catholic faith, and he was 15 when he got the idea to be a missionary. He was listening to a sermon from a Lazarist or a Vincentian father founded by St. Vincent de Paul. They're called the Congregation of the Mission. And he thought to himself, God wants me to be a missionary. That's what I'm going to do when I grow up. I'm going to be a missionary. So as soon as he could, he joined the Order of St. Vincent de Paul, and he told the fathers, but I want to be a missionary. I don't want to work in France. I want to go to a foreign country. Only he was such a good student and so gifted that they thought, he has to be a teacher. He could teach missionaries, but we don't want to waste him by sending him to the missions. So for a number of years, he had to be obedient, of course, because you couldn't be a missionary unless you were very obedient. That's the first thing you have to conquer, is yourself. So he was a missionary trainer, a missionary professor. But finally, he asked and asked very respectfully and very humbly, and they finally said, all right, you'll get your chance. And his name was John Gabriel Perboire. And they said, John Gabriel, you'll get your chance. We're going to send you to China. He was ever so happy to be sent to China as a missionary. And so he learned how to speak Mandarin Chinese, the language they speak. And back then, the missionaries used to dress like Chinamen in order to convert them. And so he just dressed just like a Chinaman in a picture. He had a long Fu Manchu mustache, and he wore Chinese robes, and he had a long pigtail on the back of his head, and the front part was shaved. And he learned how to eat with chopsticks and things like that so he could blend in and win many souls for Christ. And so he did. One of his specialties was picking up abandoned children, because back then there used to be always lots of children on the streets with no one to take care of them, and he would take them in and he would feed them and he would have a school for them and help them out, and then they would live at the mission and then they would grow up to be good Catholics. Well, everything was going along very well, and he was making a lot of converts for Christ, as missionaries want to do, when there was a persecution. And he was betrayed by someone who, for 30 coins, exactly as our Lord was betrayed for 30 coins. He had been hiding in the forest, but they came and they found him because he was betrayed. And then he was taken to 20 different judges of different kinds, and each one had him beaten and tortured and asked him questions to make him give up where the other missionaries were, and he wouldn't tell. He kept it as a secret all that time, and he suffered so much that sometimes even his bones were sticking out of his skin. That's how much he had been tortured, but still he was very brave, and he only wanted to give up his life now for our Lord. And finally he did, and it was on this day in the year 1840 that Father John Gabriel Boyer, who now is a blessed of the Catholic Church, died as a martyr. He got his start when he was 15. Our Lady became Mother of God when she was 14. St. Eugenia, along with her two slaves, she was just 15. See what you can do when you're young? If you love our Lord and you want to spread our Catholic faith, let's ask Our Lady and St. Anthony. Today's the last day of their special devotions, the novena we've been making all summer long, to help us in some little way to know, what does God want me to do with my life? And whatever it is, dear Lord, make me to be a missionary to spread the Catholic faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.